Lesson 20. Who invented baseball? Popular legend tells us that baseball was invented in 1839 by Abner Doubleday. When Doubleday died on January 26, 1893, he might reasonably have been expected to be remembered, if at all, for his martial exploits as a Union general during the Civil War, or as the author of two substantial tomes on that conflict, written in the years of his retirement. But in a curious quirk of history, Abner Doubleday is today remembered by most people for neither of these accomplishments. He is famous for having invented baseball. The story goes that one day in the summer of 1839, Doubleday, then a youth living in Cooperstown, New York, devised the rules of the game that grew to be America's national pastime. The truth is almost certainly quite different. At that time, Doubleday was spending his second year as a cadet at West Point. And although he attended school in Cooperstown, there is no reliable evidence that he was there that particular year. Nor is there any evidence that he ever evinced the slightest interest in baseball. How then did his name become irrevocably associated with the game? The formation of the National League in 1876 began the era of Major League Baseball. The addition of the American League in 1901 led to the first World Series 2 years later. Interest in the game soared, and fans patronized the game in ever-increasing numbers. It was natural that people began to wonder about its origins, and in 1905, baseball's ruling commission sanctioned the creation of a 7-member panel to inquire into the matter. Among the many pieces of evidence the panel received was a letter from a retired mining engineer named Abner Graves. He claimed that at Cooperstown in 1839, Doubleday showed him a diagram for the game and explained its rules. The claim was almost certainly bogus, but that did not trouble the panel. Doubleday was a genuine American hero, just the sort of person needed to fill the role assigned to him. Furthermore, his demise 10 years before made it impossible for him to refute the story. Although a few querulous voices were raised in dissent, they were drowned out in the general chorus of approval of the panel's findings. The contention that baseball had evolved from the ancient English game of rounders was deemed erroneous. Baseball, it could confidently be asserted, was a thoroughly American creation. In 1939, to mark the occasion of baseball's 100th birthday, the Baseball Hall of Fame was inaugurated. Located in Cooperstown, halfway between Schenectady and Utica, New York, it occupies the original site of the cow patch on which, according to legend, the very first game of baseball was played. Included in its collection of baseball memorabilia is a scuffed and misshapen baseball. It was found in the attic of a nearby farmhouse in 1866, and the claim was made that it was the actual ball used in the historic 1839 game. Abner Doubleday almost certainly had nothing to do with the invention of baseball. The game did not have its birthplace in Cooperstown, and the ball enshrined in its Hall of Fame is highly unlikely to have had anything to do with the game's origins. But these considerations are all irrelevant. Mundane facts have little appeal, but myths, especially those with heroes, exert a powerful pull on the imagination. That is why the story of Abner Doubleday endures.